This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The SEC in college football,
yes.
And then 1 foot over in the NFL, because again, she's hosting that NFL live show on a daily basis. So maybe that's tough to do when you can't get all the way out of it.
She's kind
of
tough.
She's kind of living in both worlds to try to be in.
That is a tough gig.
But she's sourced in college football, man.
Yeah.
She will get those texts directly
with
the head
coaches.
Around
it. I mean, that's what she does.
Kirby loves her. Saban loved her.
Yeah.
Like, she's tied in. But she's shown she can cover NFL. But in the end, she may eventually end up in that spot that Van Pelt's currently got. We'll see.
Yeah. Well,
I like Laura Rutledge.
You're like the old media reporter around here. You're like the new age Mediaverse. You know, shout out to Mediaverse. I don't know. I don't think he used to cover Memphis media, but I think he's just kind of moved on and. You know, I guess we're just not worth covering anymore.
You're like the Andrew Marchant of Memphis.
Yeah, man.
Everything's changing. You see the old CA building, half of it they've sold off.
Yeah.
You see what it's going to be?
What's that going to become?
Self-storage.
That's going to be a money
maker. Like everything else has become these days. That's where the money is.
Yeah.
And I think the folks that did turn Southland Mall into storage.
That's smart.
Are doing it with the printing half of the CA. The other half of the building that I used to work in, Jacalkins, used to work in, all of that's still up for sale. You can still go in there. Put something big down there.
Yeah.
That's a big little patch right there on Union. Geez, seemed like, but again, it's going to be next to a storage facility that'll be the printing app of it.
This building will be in next year. I don't know if this is public information, but they're going to downsize us a little bit, like that other half that nobody's in. Like,
I've been hearing rumors about that for quite some time.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
I mean, it's not. There's nobody down there, so it's just taking off the part that nobody's in.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, the world changes, right? That's what happens. The world changes, and a
lot of stuff went on in MCA buildings.
Oh, I
both
bet.
Both halves.
Yeah.
Did you meet your wife there?
I met my wife. And the side of the building that's still up for sale. I did. Little CJ wouldn't be CJ.
Hey,
that's right.
That's nice.
The whole thing's about $8.6 million.
Wow.
But the printing half just went for $3.7 million. So the other half's still up.
And they split it
still
off.
Still up for sale. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's a printing side of it,
yeah.
And then the office.
Are they all together attached, or is it?
Yeah, you could. It's attached. You could go from one side to the other. But most of
it
was basically two different worlds where the printers would take care of putting the paper out, getting it shipped out, getting it printed, everything else. Were separate from the editorial staff. But you could go into both worlds there, but not many did.
Interesting.
And yeah, that's the printing side of it will now be a storage facility where John can. You know, go put all that all his extra cards.
Well, no, I'm selling them. I'm doing deals.
All of his extra.
I'm doing deals all the time.
He just got rich off his mentions today, man. People are calling him.
Dude, I wouldn't say I got
what
rich.
What a segment that we might need to do a card segment. All the interaction
we got
off
Tradio
John's
coming.
One idea I did have, like during the summertime, is like doing like a break for our listeners. You know, and I don't know how it would work. I don't know how the execution of it would work, but like giving away, like you get assigned a team and we like open up packs on the radio and like this person gets this and this person gets that, but it's just it's too complicated to try to figure out from a logistics standpoint. But I did have that thought. I think it'll be fun radio.
When I was starting my career in the 90s, I did tradio. I did Trading Post in Illinois, and you'd have open up the phones, people would call in and they would sell their crap on the airwaves. Now, the problem was it was for non-commercial businesses. It has to be John or Jason or Joe or whoever.
Right.
It can't be. So constantly I had a buzzer, and you'd have these clowns call in and be like, yeah, this is Jerry over Tiber Service. And I'm like, can't do it, Jerry. You cannot call Trading Post. So you got to monitor that. And then people will eventually call you and say, hey, I got four tires for sale here at my house in Sereno. My number is 437. You know, and they give their numbers out on the air.
Wow.
And they sell that crap right on the air. You give your number out. That's my dad called and sold hay on the radio. That's what they used to do. But now you got eBay.
Right.
You know, it's all gone away.
Yep, it is. It's different now. So, anyway, the media world changes. Names change, faces change. Jason and John going into year 9.
Yeah, you gotta get through October 1st.
We've outlasted a lot of shows. We've outlasted a lot of people that have come and gone. We've outlasted a lot of projects and concepts, and we're going strong, man. We've been through the ringer together, man. I just hate that it has to come to an end for me to pursue this card thing full time. You know,
and your new national platform.
That's right.
Again, I give you about a year more.
One more year and I'm gone.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I think this is just too easy for me to leave, bro. Why would I leave?
Because Field of 68 beckons.
They don't do stuff during the day.
Because a Silver Wave Media top 100 most influential in college basketball beckons.
I think I'm.
And you love covering college basketball.
I do. I do love it. And I
did not.
And I can't cover it.
You love it. I will say you have a passion for it.
Well, yes. I do.
I did not have that passion.
But
their
shows are at night, bro. So I don't have to. I don't have to stop doing this. You know what I mean? Like I don't have to give this up. You know. I think I can keep doing it. And I think Gary, honestly, he did kind of set the tone, right? Like he showed you can do both. You can have a presence in Memphis.
Yes.
And I think if you ask Gary today, he would tell you that he appreciated that presence in Memphis probably more than he appreciated his national presence sometimes, you know, because it's your home, you know, and that matters, having a voice in your community.
I'd love to do it. I had to spend time with my kid.
Yeah, I hate my damn kids. I'm just trying to get away from them.
And look at
I literally there. I have. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things Gary's talked about this
career.
A lot on the air. Gary's talked about it much because it's like you can work all. There's 24 hours in a day. You know,
there is only 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year, 86,400 seconds in a day.
Indeed.
Know what I'm saying? I mean, you can break it down.
How many seconds in this year, though?
In this, I don't know how many in the year.
Because we had an extra day.
86,400 times.
Never mind.
366.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? A lot of people didn't know that.
Tola Black's listening. She's waiting on the answer.
Tola Black.
Mm-hmm. Your math teacher.
Well, it will probably take the answer is what. Whatever that number is how long it's going to take me to figure it out. All right? So
by that time, Brandon Clark had already played and come off the court.
Dude, by this time, Brandon Clark will have retired and had his jersey ceremony. And
that pace setter.
And y'all would have been able to see. I can only imagine how many more NITs y'all will have celebrated by the time that this equation is solved. But, yes.
It's amazing we got you through.
It really is.
We got you that degree.
Like I think like if like I can have a discussion about pretty much anything, but I do think I'm pretty damn dumb sometimes.
Just when it comes to basic math,
and basic tasks.
That just seems to be one of your blind spots.
Basic tasks, like there are some things like I'm dumb about, bro.
Well, we've all got those. As I call them blind spots.
Yeah,
areas that
that's nice of you.
We should know more.
That's not,
but
like,
we don't. So
yeah.
Just weak areas.
Exactly.
That's why you hire strong assistants.
That's right. That you marry somebody that can enhance where you're weak. That's what you in a perfect world.
Amen.
But not everybody has that same luck. Unfortunately, some people marry people that don't do that.
Some people hire escorts.
That
is, some people hire escorts. Some people, you know, do have arranged marriages. It does happen in some cultures. So, you know, that is basically a hire. So, think about that. I'm going to give you the break to think about it.
Okay.
All right? Marinate on it. Norton Hart IV is going to join us in just a little bit. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NFM, ESPN. Welcome back home, baby. That's what Live Love gonna tell you. This time we're gone. Welcome home. If trouble comes, when they help you find your new dream home.
That's right.
Or they could be helping you list, right?
And I think saying bye-bye.
That's really where the value is getting someone who can help you make the most money for your home. You can sell and you can do that, but can you say truly that you're maximizing your profit on your home? Can you say that it's staged, that it's marketed, that the comps are in line? Right? That's what the Live Love Group does. So if you want to make the most money and maximize the opportunity, then you have just one decision to make. Email sold@livelovememphis.com.
625-5200 is how you can start the process as well. Get Jennifer Carstensen and her people right on the phone. Like the Vannemans did, other folks on the phone, other agents, other investors were telling the Vannemans they couldn't help them. Said, we can't sell that home. No way we can get you out from under. Jennifer said, no, not me. I can help you. And eventually, the Vannemans were taking that picture that you take out front of your sold home or out front of your brand new home. Either way, she can help you on both sides. First-time home buyers, you maybe have a lot of questions. What can you afford? Jennifer, just as a resource, a valuable call to make. 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
Norton Hart IV is going to join us here in just a moment. We'll talk to him about a number of things, about the college basketball coaches changing. Dan Hurley has a strong take on the transfer portal. I'm always curious to get Hurd's opinion, his response to some of these coaches' opinions, asking about Pat Kelsey at Louisville and some Cam Jones. So he'll join us in just a moment and talk about all of that. We do have, real quick, this is from a podcast.
Point Game Podcast with John Wall.
Does anybody not have a podcast in 2024?
Makes some sense for John Wall. He's got some stories to tell.
I understand. Right. And that's true. But it is, I mean, it is so saturated.
I mean, you know, CJ McCollum's got one. And
bro, everybody has a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, if you dribbled once in the NBA, podcast, you know. It's just
The Green Room with Danny Green.
Right. Danny Green has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you find it on Odyssey.
Careful.
I'm just saying, Danny Green has a podcast.
He's a former guest of the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully going to be back again.
You know, I mean, everybody has a podcast.
This one is presented by DraftKings, so they got a little quiche in the game.
John Wall. He's getting guests. Mm-hmm. He's getting his old buddy DeMarcus Cousins.
Smart.
You know, Mike's got that podcast with Udonis Haslam.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know about the OGs? No. Is that the name of the podcast?
Yeah, they get great guests. They do really good interviews. It's fun. It's all backed by
you get blackballed.
That's right. Playmaker is the sponsor there. They backed the thing with Mike and them. But everybody has a podcast.
There's money there.
Well, I want you to hear what DeMarcus Cousins said with John Wall on his podcast.
It better be good. It needs to rise up.
You got to tell him you really fell in love with Cal because who you grew up wanting to be like, you know what I mean? Watch him play.
My first collegiate game I ever went to, and I like actually knew what was going on, I got to see, it was my seventh grade year. I got to see UAB, and it was Sean Williams.
Didn't know it hadn't been bleeped.
So I'm watching them play, and I'm just
podcast.
Sean Williams.
This dude tall as hell. Like, he like, I'm kind of trying to size him up from the sideline. I'm like, this dude, like, he about my height. And he handling the ball, he shooting threes, he diamond. I'm like, that's how I want to play. But we kind of came up in the era to where it's like.
Sean Williams.
In the box, you playing on the post, bro. Like, that's just what it is. Like, so, you know, Sean Williams inspired me with the way he played the game and at the level he was playing it at.
There's the quote.
Wow.
There is the quote.
Sean Williams was the guy.
Sean Williams.
Yeah.
Hamilton vet.
Sean is a
South Memphis vet.
He is an unsung great
inspired DeMarcus Cousins. How about it? UAB Memphis was DeMarcus' first game where he, you know, kind of knew what was going on. Seventh grade.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I did not know that.
You were blue blood back then at that point. I mean, you had essentially reached blue blood status the way you were recruiting. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You could have had, you know, but no. You weren't going to get both of them. Not once Cal left. Mm. Anyway.
It's cool to hear that, though. It's cool to hear how much he appreciated Sean.
It just reminds you of how good a player Sean Williams was.
Exactly.
When you hear it from a great like DeMarcus.
All right, Norton Hurd IV going to join us when we come back. Talk to him about everything we said we talked to him about. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Every time they've tried to break down Norton Hurd IV, our guest, all he's has done is gone hard on him. Team Thad program director and coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection for what he did last season. And Nike's prestigious EYBL, Silver Wave Media's, that's John Coffin, not Hurd. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. We're grateful to have him join us every Wednesday, and we have a lot of work to do. Hurd, I'm not going to leave it out this time. You can follow Hurd on X at Dream Big Hurd, and you can follow him on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. I want all of our folks to flock to all of your socials because, you know what, we have a lot of work to do. Transfer Portal's got 900-plus student-athletes in it. And it's grocery shopping time for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers. See anything in there you like? Listen to Hurd. Hurd's playing some of those socials right now. We were going live.
He covers it socially right up to the number when you talk to him.
That ain't ever happened before, have it, John? No, I usually have it a little more smoother than that.
Yeah, no, they caught you slipping, Penny.
Man, like Ja on social, man.
No, stop.
Getting a little crazy with it.
Yeah, making mistakes
now.
Hey, y'all, yeah.
Normally he does.
Push that live button.
Normally he does.
On another level with this.
But
today, we caught Hurd slipping.
No. Jai has been doing a great job. Let's leave him out of all these examples.
We'll save the hard ones and all the spots we got to fill with Memphis for a second. How about your former player, Cam Jones, and Marquette?
Cam Jones is phenomenal. And I got slack for this, Jason John. Y'all know
I reminded
this.
Him the other day.
A few
Tell
years
him again.
Ago, I think it's the 2021 class, which was a great class. You know, yeah, Kennedy really good, Jonathan really good, Mason really good, Applewhite. I mean, that class was really good. One of our last few good classes. And I just told people I thought Cam Jones was the best player out that class.
I
know sometimes you make those statements. It's not a thing that tomorrow you're going to look good. Sometimes it could take 5-6 years for it to press out. And so I've always been a fan of his. I think one thing that God did for him, and he was deserving of it, he has always been really good, But his last year, I mean, he always been good, but he was 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1". His last year, he jumped to 6'4". And it was nothing like it. His dad is short. His mother's short. And I just think that just came, not to make a religion from God, for a kid that has done everything the right way. And he got what he deserved because his skill level, talent level, has always been top, top notch.
So you just said it, 6'4", that last year of high school ball he grows to.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen a lot of it this week where, especially with Cam still in the tournament, especially with the way he performed in the two tournament games, I think it was 23.5 points, you've seen a lot of where was Penny Hardaway on Cam Jones. We know that Penny and Memphis didn't offer. Was that a mistake? Guys like you were going around saying he's the best guy in the class. Mm-hmm. However, you also know how Penny was recruiting at that time, mm-hmm. too. So would you look back on it as Penny, would you characterize that as a mistake on Penny Hardaway's part? My point is a lot of people passed on Cam,
yeah.
Maybe so when they saw the size and everything else. Was it a mistake by Penny?
I'm not going to fully say it was a mistake. I'm going to tell you why. At that point of time, because people ask me about him, Matthew Morrell, all this stuff. At that point of time, when you got through with the Wiseman class and Precious class, Penny and Memphis were so hot that they were in. Well, you got to understand with Jalen Green the next year, this and that and some things fell wrong. You got to understand, and it's not just a Penny thing. The only schools that a high major had offered him was, Cam was finna go to Lipscomb in Nashville. Lipscomb at Belmont, he was that happy to go there. Marquette, Wojo and them, they offered him a relationship me and his high school coach Bo had with that university.
Right.
And then I was able to get Mike White, Jordan Minson, them to offer. This is a COVID year going on, too, at the same time.
Florida.
If we would have played in EYBL, it was my first year of the contract, he would have blew. But we only played, but we didn't play EYBL.
Mm.
He had been killing Under Armour. So when that happened, Florida offered him, I think, a little off me, but they didn't call him.
Mm.
Marquette called him. He committed. Then the coach gets fired. We not even sure Cam go stay. Me and Shaka cool, he stays. Shaka kind of thought he was doing me a favor. You know me, I like to talk mess. I say, you're going to be thanking me. He gets in practice. Shaka like, hey, this guy can kind of, because a lot of people in that class decommitted.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can kind of score. And I'm going to take it a step further. As good as y'all seeing Cam Jones is right now, man, this is going to be some crazy stuff. Y'all only really seeing 70% because When the point guard,
Colin,
when he was out them games, but since Colin's so good, there's nothing Shaka doing wrong. He's riding it, but Cam is that good too. But that kid been there, the ball's in his hand. So Cam is doing all of this with another ball.
Right. We saw it in those games. Colin went down. He had a couple 30-point performances, to your point. He could be doing
more.
That's
what he do. Right, you know, right. And I'm going to be real. Like, I think if he had his own team, it would be even more crazy. Like, so... but no, I don't fully think he.
So it's unfair to call because of the situation at the time, the way Penny was recruiting, with where Cam was.
So I'm be real.
It'd be unfair to say that that was a mistake by Penny, is what is
yeah,
the way
I'm not going to say 100% a mistake. I'm going to tell you why. Penny was doing the same Memphis fans are saying as he was doing what y'all asked him to do. He was recruiting Kennedy Chandler. That's what y'all wanted at the time.
But didn't he stop recruiting Kennedy Chandler?
Well.
By the end of it, word was.
Well, you know, things happens in the middle of recruitment and people have changed their heart due to certain things they see in their future. But I'm saying the hours he put in there, that was what he was doing. He was recruiting.
Kennedy was a higher
Kennedy
priority.
Kennedy Chandler. That's who the city was. Yeah. McDonald All-America. So he did.
Now, if you're looking at him as
if
same
Cam would have committed then, it wouldn't have been breaking news. Y'all would have said, okay, he
would have been breaking news. It would have been breaking news. It would have been breaking.
A kid from ECS that's a 2-3 star would have been breaking news.
We'd have talked about it. I mean, it's a Memphis kid. You know, we love our Memphis kid.
He is. He's an example you can go to back to the point because he did stay through a coaching change. And all we've been talking about lately is the kind of players Penny needs, right? That you develop and everything else.
What?
That Cam
that
seems,
he
committed
to. He
just told you Woj was the guy that he went to. And that's what I'm talking about. He's the kind of player we were saying Penny Hardaway needs, man.
Yeah.
That loyal that stays through. But to characterize it as Penny missed on this kid or whatever else, I wanted the proper perspective on it.
Not on him, because you're talking a 2-3 star kid. And granted, when you're at home, you think they can. But it ain't like a situation where, you know, he left, went somewhere else major, and he was top 50 or 80. I don't think you can. I think he do his job. It's just when you lose like this year, people look at my team and say, why he didn't get Derrick Henry, why he didn't get LeBaron Fowler. Well, he actually did the right way. He didn't take them because he was fully recruiting Billy and Curtis.
Mm.
So, you get what I'm saying? So, it's like, if you win, it's a different conversation.
Right.
Now, if Kennedy come here, it's like, oh, I had, no, but that's what he tried to do. If Billy and Curtis come here, it don't look as bad. You get what I mean? But, of course, once you strike out, or whatever particular year it is, then, you know, you got people that come at him. So I wouldn't fully say that. I don't think nobody was high on Cam. Then he had the growth spurt late. And kind
well, of you know what? Here's the reality. And I you're right. I mean, I don't want to revise history. But the reality is that you have to get better at evaluating the guys on the ground floor, especially if they're in your backyard, bro.
So this is what I would say to that, John. And I don't mean to toot no horns right now.
You're about to toot some horns.
I think I just tell people this right here, and this is as confident y'all ever have heard me on this radio. I don't care who it is in the world, I think I'm one of the best evaluators in the world, okay? Reason I think that is because even when I had the Under Armour deal, people was like, how do her keep getting high majors over Penny, over this and that? Because I can kind of got a gift that I can go to a gym. It could be a team losing by 25. Everybody runs to the winner team, and I have told my coaches, no, that kid right there that just lost by X the best prospect on the court.
Mm.
With that being said, I think Penny or any college coach are in a tougher position because you can evaluate, but you don't always know how people go develop. You're looking at a 15, 16-year-old kid that you need at 18, 19, 20. You look at Kentucky right now.
But Kelvin's doing it.
Okay, well, let's go hire
right,
Mark.
They stay in the program.
Kelvin, well, this is the thing. Kelvin is getting mostly guys. Just his style is kind of like us, hard playing, athletic, and then they develop.
And he develops.
Penny is a high level guy. He can get better, kind of like Cal right now. No disrespect, but none of us knew that DJ Wagner was not going to develop to college, and Robert Dillingham and Reed Shepard was going to develop better. It's just some things you don't know. And Cal's whole game plan was to make DJ Wagner the man. So it ain't like it's a Cal thing. DJ Wagner actually might come back and be the number one pick next year. It's just that. Until you get into the thick of things, I don't think you fully know sometimes. That's your job to get stuff done, but everything, this is my thing. A lot of people don't give them credit for Precious and James. It's like a lose-lose situation. Oh, they was going anyway. But then when you a kid don't do well, oh, they ain't developed. I'm just saying that's how crazy.
No, I understand.
That's how I go.
But when you got so many spots open that you got to fill, like the chances that you're not going to let you have more things go wrong, they go up. You have to have more guys in your program, right?
Yeah.
There are multi-year guys that you trust.
Yeah, and I think he won't miss out as much no more because to be real, recruiting is just totally different. Well, that's more about the portal.
I'll ask it this way. Are there Cam Joneses and Cam Matthews in this area right now that Penny should add or that can be valuable to that program that maybe don't help you 2024-25, but they're paying off for you in year two, year three, year four? Are they here? Are they still here, Hurt?
Because
I keep having people tell me, well, they're all the best. They all leave now and go to prep schools or whatever else. I mean, Cam Matthews, you can't tell me wouldn't have been a valuable player.
Yes, you know? I love him. Like just like my kid at Texas A&M, I love guys like that.
They're still out here is what I'm asking you. Are they still out
here? In Memphis, Tennessee, in high school?
Yes.
I think we have a really good 10th grade class, 9th grade, and then you know what the 8th graders are doing.
Right.
So I feel like our future is getting back to
more
a certain
there.
Extent. 11th, 12th grade, I'm trying, and I hate answering this because, you know, I have to be with the people
Julius
all
Tedford
day.
The kid at Cordova, I saw some people throwing his name, a dog at Cordova, you know what I'm talking about?
King is a dog. King's a dog. He got out of his Missouri stuff. And so a kid like that, it could go a few ways with him. So a kid like that, I could see him. Kid like that, maybe playing in the summer.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe even reclass just because to Penny defense, even though they're at home, no colleges are recruiting high school players right now. From now until the portal close, it's going to be all portal.
Okay. My last question on Cam. Did you tell Penny about Cam Jones?
Well, you know, me and Penny talk about several players like I do with all coaches.
It's just really a yes or no.
Well, didn't you get it? Didn't you get the –
I wasn't going to say anything, but I was interested to hear what was going to come out. And when I heard that, well
– No, it's not like that.
The answer is yes.
No, this is the thing. We talk about a lot of players, but what I do with all coaches is, even though I might throw them a nugget, I don't really force no kid on.
Yeah, I wasn't saying.
I want to make
saying.
Sure. Well, coach,
that ain't the
you,
same.
You told
ain't,
them
ain't
about it.
Ain't forcing him on Memphis. If you say, "Yo, Penny, you got to come check this
and
kid out,"
and you're also going around telling everybody who would listen that this is right. the best player in the class. We know that. That's public.
But you didn't say that to Penny.
Oh no, he said Penny could. It was within earshot. That's what I'm saying. And he told Penny. The answer's yes. And
we could, hey,
now where you're right and where the honesty comes in, the perspective
trial,
that we
Herb.
Need is right. Where Penny was in recruiting, the yeah. way the where Cam was from a star.
Because he was recruiting, I understand. He was recruiting Kennedy. He was recruiting Jonathan. He was recruiting Mason. Matter of fact, that's when Mike was on staff. That's when Metlock. So it was a lot going on.
Yeah. But you find room for the dogs, though. And yeah. Cam is a dog, bro. I watched that whole game. They should have lost, by the way. But I watched that whole game against Colorado. And, dude, Cam Jones.
Leading scorer in ECS history. I mean, a lot of it, you know, he went to the small school. He played for us even when we went. Like, he just always been a lawyer, do it the right way type of kid.
But, see,
know?
There's too many of them. Him, Chris Chioza. Everybody said it was too small. Everything else, man, goes out of here.
Yeah.
Monster college basketball player.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of those folks going elsewhere.
No doubt.
And that's no hate against them. You can leave Memphis and go do it.
We take
we
take
used to lock
private
those dudes
kids
up,
at
man.
Memphis.
We used to lock those
we
dudes
took,
up.
You know,
you know what I want to say about all that, because I get that flack a little bit in AAU. I think that where we at in life right now, though, it's about the university or any program getting the kids that fit what they do and win. As long as you
so
win,
if it's winning.
If you're
and that's
winning,
a great point,
the fan base don't care if everybody from Honolulu.
But it's right now.
Yeah. I don't just think we're at any college right now or any even AAU program right now is at the base anymore where they just have all guys from the area. I just think them
days are
pretty much over with.
Yeah. I'm just, you got to get a little bit of Memphis back in there. And maybe you have to wait till the sophomore class, you know, that's in Memphis right now before you go get those guys. Transfer portal, mm-hmm. 900 plus in there.
Mm-hmm.
Can Penny get a chemistry and what he needs out of it with his having to get that much out of it? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're probably talking about 8-9 mm-hmm. spots. Do you see enough in there that he can get this back to the tournament and humming again?
I think he can. I mean, at this point, he's going to be used to it like most colleges in the world. It's just what it is.
And having Stansberry back, you would know this better than anybody. That helps with that,
and he
right?
got them in March now. So now they can fully the portal.
Why is Rick so good at this? You can tell us better than anybody.
I mean, Stan.
This part of it.
Stan is what you call. So it's not no underbelly stuff. When I say this is like just what we call it in our field. Stan is a really good, you know, communicator, shaker and mover. Shaker and mover just mean a hard worker and have relationships with a lot of people. So Coach Stanberry, Jessica, he always been able to figure it out. He was getting transfers before it was wide open. He knows the rules pretty good. I think they make a good, but when he came in, a lot of those guys we got was in June and stuff last year.
Right.
So now he's getting it on the front end, and I think they would even, you know, probably even do a better job at it.
Mm. Yeah, and again, it's the you know, the transfer portal is good selectively, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the key is getting guys who can stay more than a year. That's the key. Like there are starters. I saw some stat today about like there's a starter from a transfer portal on every team in the Sweet 16, like some number like that.
Yeah,
but most of those guys have been in that program for multiple years. Yeah, like Tyler Kolick was a transfer. Did you know that? He was at George Mason.
Uh-huh.
But he's been there for 2 years.
Yeah, multiple year guy.
All transfers not created equally. Would you agree with that?
No, I agree with it. But I think, and it is also, I ain't got no stat on it, but there's a lot of teams in the portal right now where the transfer has just been there 1 year.
Yeah.
Like North Carolina got a couple that changed
their
whole program around. They came from, you know, mid-majors and things like that. So I just and it's another stat too, John. I don't know if you've been watching this. Some of the best starters on teams that was in the tournament that almost made it to the Sweet 16, they are transferring. The two top players from Colorado, I don't know what you do in this element because I just think it's so much of a.
Well, it's like your fridge, Herb. Your fridge is never fully empty. you know, if your fridge gets down to empty, that means you have to go to the grocery store. You have to fill the whole thing back up. That's a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? The best fridges
time,
are when you're just having to go and replace one or two things. You understand?
Yeah.
Like your fridge that's always full.
My fridge now.
You're just replacing one or two things.
Yeah.
When you go to that grocery store, as opposed to replacing the whole thing, man. And that is just so much work for a college basketball
It coach is.
Every offseason.
It is, but sometimes it feel good to just go get fresh groceries.
Clean it out.
Get your basket.
It'll look good on paper.
Yeah, it look good when you first.
Are all the ingredients there?
It look good when you first open your refrigerator once you done had a big, you come in with a big basket of groceries.
Especially if you just had a rotten load come in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just didn't go well at all.
They gonna be good this year. Penny's—he's really motivated. He hears the doubters. He hears it.
Well,
he hears the support as well.
That's right. You got to have a balance.
This man is bringing it.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
But he didn't tell Penny about Cam though. So
yes,
he told
he told you about him.
Well, I'm just saying
he was telling anybody who would listen about him. But they were recruiting at too high a level.
Yeah.
Let the story be told. We've told the story that Penny backed off Kennedy Chandler.
Yeah, nobody seems to really know anymore. Nobody seems to really know what the truth is, what the fix
Remember,
is.
Remember, we didn't count that as a loss because we said Penny backed off. If you got to put him in there with Curtis and with Trey, then.
We usually did that, didn't we? That was the way we did it. If Penny wasn't going to get a Memphis kid, he didn't want him. And by the end of it, you know. That's what Jason does. That's what
If I did it, them days are over. If I did it,
yeah.
What you have done since.
No, it's a new phase.
Got to go grocery shopping.
It's a new phase for Penny.
Whole fridge.
There's no doubt about it. It is production only. That's it. Nobody wants to hear about why it can't something happen, why doesn't something happen. Nobody wants to hear about, we gave them the most flawless, beautiful game plan they've ever seen. It shined. It sparkled. It was diamond-encrusted, this game plan, hanging in the Louvre. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, when I got off air last weekend, y'all was talking about how many losses. I'm sure y'all saw it because they put it up. His resume is actually more impeccable than I thought. It was like
160-some
wins to 33. I was like,
I don't think that's the record. I don't think it's 160 to 33.
I'm going to say the wins are over 100 and the losses was under. See, I don't have a laptop here, y'all. I wish y'all could see this.
Well,
these two have laptops.
You clearly to start bringing one.
You know, they do this, they do that.
I'm
freestyling.
Impeccable, though? That's like John Wooden.
Impeccable.
No, I'm saying for a guy that's supposed to be on the hot seat in the Memphis barbershops.
That's just a joke.
133-62.
Hot. Ain't that
you
what
said,
I just
you
said?
You said 160-33.
Okay, but what was it?
133-62.
That is very, very close.
I mean,
if we was on the prices right, I'd probably go down. I would be the closest.
Once you lost to Rice, no, you can't describe
so
it as
y'all,
impeccable.
It might as well be 133-1033.
It's like 35 losses.
So y'all count one loss.
One loss sinks
he
the ship.
He can't win then.
No.
If his wins only come for a win.
Penny will turn it around.
Well, no.
Never fear.
Penny can win.
He can turn it around. He's 133-62. He's doing great. You turn it around.
That's what he said.
Gaslight.
He said that.
Now, he said, I'm doing great, and you come in here and co-sign it.
You're
hear him say that.
Yeah, he said, I'm doing great.
I'm going by his record.
Before them folks lost to Wichita State.
Yeah, it was some quote that they made before I was born that say, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So I'm looking at the numbers, and on numbers alone, that's how y'all judge y'all paycheck. We can't say this paycheck look good. And you can give me a balled-up check that's $1,000 and a check that look good is $10. Give me the one because I'm going by numbers.
Tubby was 40-26.
Tubby was a good coach.
He loves Tubby. That's the problem.
Tubby is a good coach.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a great coach.
Tubby was a disaster as the Memphis coach.
I think we put him in a bad situation, too. Yeah, I really did.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But it was what it was.
But by record, I ain't going to say this. Penny got work to do, but if we're going by records.
Impeccable.
You know. Let's go a step down from impeccable, but it's really, really good that we're going by records. Now, tournament stuff, we could talk about all that, but if we're going.
We just want to get there. We don't even care what happens. We just want to get
So you just took
there.
It down a little bit because y'all was drilling me on we need to
I
win
I don't like
two
when y'all
wins.
Go 3-on-1 against Hurd here. He got to beat Penny defender.
Well, you're so one of the three.
No, I'm hearing Brad chiming in. Usually it's 2-on-1.
No, I'm just trying to look at the record.
Y'all asking this man to do a hard job right now.
Penny got the immaculate reception for a record.
No, I'm fine with it. You know, this is how I became great at life. A lot of people are going against me, so I'm fine with it.
I'm here for it.
You can bring 10 other people in here. It won't stop.
You're good.
Don't test us because they might be ready to come in here and go at you after that season.
No. We're not letting anybody come
one
out.
One by one.
They hit me on X and Instagram. They hit me up.
Stop going live on there so much.
Impeccable. I ain't going live. Do you think it's live? It's his routine.
He comes in. He lets everybody know, hey, it's time for the Norton and Hurd show.
No, I'm filling in being part of the team. So every 100%. Wednesday, y'all just pulling me out of the transfer portal.
That's right.
And I'm one of the best ones available.
You're out of the computer.
You are good at this.
Hey, I appreciate these
You are
segments.
Very good at this. You do not pander either. That's what I love about it.
He does pander a little bit to Penny.
But you're not pandering to us.
No, he doesn't. You know? No, he certainly does not. He's 10 toes down.
Yeah.
But for a penny.
Yeah, because I'm the type of person. No, hold on. I'm going to keep it real. I'm the type of people, when people come out talking about voting and all that, I already know who I'm going to vote for. Don't even, you know what I'm saying? Right. But on this, when I'm recruiting, I meet a dad that's swaying too much. I'm like, I don't really want to be around a man that sway too much. But with this, it's about just pure numbers. It ain't about who likes and who not. The numbers, I will say this, because media can mess you up. I thought his record was worse than it was until after the show, I think somebody put it out. So the record, are y'all saying the record is a little
inflated by a bad league?
That you would have 100 and some wins over 6 years at Memphis. That's what I'm saying.
100%. Especially with the players you get. I mean,
you would have that too.
Speaking of numbers, our number is 200 and we're up against it. So we got to say goodbye.
Thank you, brother.
Farewell to you, my friend. But we'll do it with any luck. We'll do this again next week. Thank you, as always. He is Norton Hurd IV, Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silver Waves Media Top 100 Most Influential People in College Basketball and the National Association of Black Coaches. One of the best. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.